grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 12. I read for you again these words of our Lord. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Last week, we heard Jesus say, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." This is most certainly true, for your life consists of being in Christ and receiving from him all good things. It's also true that we often worry about many things. So today, we hear our Lord say, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." What a wonderful promise. Now, when we hear those words, "fear not," we need to realize that most often they mean, "stop fearing." They're spoken to those who are afraid. They're spoken by angels to the shepherds, to Zechariah, to Mary. Jesus says them to the synagogue official whose daughter had died, and to the disciples when they saw him walking on the sea. This shows us that those words are spoken to those who are already afraid in order to comfort them. But in today's gospel, there are no immediate threats mentioned. No sudden angelic appearances or frightening experiences. The people to whom Jesus speaks seemingly have nothing to worry about at all. Or do they? Is it possible that there were fathers gathered there at Jesus' feet who felt great fears for the health and well-being of their daughters? Or mothers who felt helpless to do anything for their sons but worry? Jesus says to terrified mothers and to powerless fathers in today's gospel, "Stop fearing." Might there have been someone hearing Jesus who had strange things happening in their bodies that they couldn't understand or control? Could someone there have been facing the uncertainties of a serious illness or the fears of a relapse? Jesus speaks to cancer patients and to arthritis sufferers and to diabetics, those suffering from MS, and to everyone who thinks they know what they're going to die from. And he says, "Stop fearing." Is it possible that there were any poor people listening to Jesus' words, or anyone who felt uncertain how to pay for this or that? How about someone growing older and near to death? Was anyone standing there in that crowd who was worried about the future of their congregation or their farm or their community? Might there have been people who simply fretted about the unknown because they have nothing better to fear? Who knows who was there? But what about you, dear saints? Think about your life and identify that thing or things that make you feel worried or afraid. Not enough rain? Or too much? What will I eat? What will I wear? What will I drive? Will I see my children and grandchildren in heaven? Jesus speaks in today's gospel, not merely 2,000 years ago, but also right here and right now. And he says to you, fear not, little flock. Stop fearing, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So beware of being or feeling worried and afraid. For fear is not merely something little children experience in the darkness of the night. Fear is a symptom of that deadly disease with which each one of us is afflicted. That is the disease of sin. Fear is not caused by your circumstances or your situation. Fear is caused by your sin. Fear comes from the inside, not the outside. Fear is the way your sinful flesh expresses doubt to your God, as if to say, I'm not so sure about you, God. I'm not certain that you'll care for me in the manner you have promised that you will. Fear doubts God. Maybe you're not a loving Heavenly Father to me after all. Why does Jesus describe his disciples in today's gospel as having little faith or micro faith? He says this because they are afraid. Your Lord Jesus does not want you to have little faith or micro faith. To put it another way, Jesus does not want you to doubt for one moment that you live completely and continually in the loving care of the God who has already sacrificed all things for you. To put it still another way, Jesus does not want you to worry or to be afraid about anything at any time. This is why he says to you in today's gospel, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. These words, stop fearing, come from the mouth of your God. That means they are powerful words that accomplish the very things they command. The words, stop fearing, are spoken to you by the man who tells paralyzed people, get up and walk. When Jesus gives such commands to paralyzed people, they get up and they walk. When Jesus says to the demons, be silent and come out, the demons have no choice but to be silent and come out. The powerful divine words that fall from your Lord's lips do the very thing they command. Jesus says to you today, fully knowing every one of your little fears, stop fearing. Were that not enough, Jesus provides you with two common everyday examples that you can look at and use as constant reminders that you have nothing to fear. Use these common everyday examples as a way of your reminding yourself that you never will have anything you need to fear. Jesus says, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock. Stop fearing, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What of your son or your daughter? Your heavenly Father closely watches over the birds, and your children are much more valuable to him than the birds. What of your health, your pocketbook, or your living situation? Your heavenly Father has invested a lot of detail in the flowers of the field, but as far as he is concerned, you are far more beautiful and lovely and more worthy of his lavish attention than any flower ever created. Stop fearing, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. To put it another way, it is your Father's overwhelming joy to give you the kingdom. It is your Father's heart's desire to give you the kingdom. It is the whole focus of your Father's thinking and his deepest satisfaction to give you his eternal kingdom. Fear not, for the things that make you worry and fret today will be gone tomorrow. The things that cause your suffering, that make you, and the pain, which is allowed to live only for a short time. Each and every worry, each and every uncertainty, each and every fear will be required to stay dead in the tomb when all flesh rises up in the resurrection on the last day. Your God has conquered sin, death, and hell for your sake. Everything else is well within his care, and especially you. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.